بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن فقراء المهاجرين أتوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا ذهب أهل الدثور بالدرجات العلى والنعيم المقيم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that the poor Sahaba they came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the مهاجرين, the poor مهاجرين. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, the wealthy people, the wealthy Sahaba, they have taken away the high ranks in paradise and the eternal bounties of Jannah. فَقَالَ وَمَا ذَاكَ Rasulullah then asked them, that why do you say so? How is this that you're saying that the rich have taken away all the high positions in paradise, in Jannah? فَقَالُوا يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّي وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَلَا نَتَصَدَّقُ وَيَعْتِقُونَ وَلَا نَعْتِقُ. So this poor Sahaba said, let's see, the rich Sahaba, they pray Salah, and we also pray Salah. They fast, and we fast. In this we are equal. In other words, equal in getting rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they have the capacity to give charity, and they give charity. We don't have the means to give charity. We are poor. In this way, they are getting more reward. وَيَعْتِقُونَ وَلَا نَعْتِقُ. They have slaves that they are able to free. And when a person frees a slave, then there is tremendous reward for this. وَلَا نَعْتِقُ. We don't possess a slave, so we're going to be deprived of getting a reward for this. So see the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een. They were so enthusiastic in gaining high positions in the hereafter. And this was the complaint, that we don't have physical wealth, we don't have anything to give in the path of Allah, and in because of this now we can't get those high ranks in Jannah, and the rich Sahaba are beating us. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَفَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمْ شِئًا تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ. Rasulullah then said, should I not show you something that you, if you do this action, you will catch up with all those who are ahead of you. In other words, in reward. Those who have surpassed you, by you doing this amal now, you will catch them up. And in fact, وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ, you will be far ahead others behind you. So you will outshine those who are behind you just by doing this particular action. And Rasulullah said, there will be no person who will be better than you now except the person who does exactly what you do. فَقَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, please, Ya Rasulullah, show us, what is it? قَالَ تُسَبِّحُونَ وَتُكَبِّرُونَ وَتَحْمِدُونَ دُبُرَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ 33 مَرَّةً. Rasulullah said, simple, read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar after every Salah, and some rewrites have got 34 times Allahu Akbar. So all you have to do is 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 or 34 times Allahu Akbar. فَرَجَعَ فُقَرَاءُ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَىٰهُ. So these muhajirin, the poor muhajirin, they went and practiced this amal, this dhikr, after salah. After some time, they returned to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And now what was the complaint? فَقَالُوا سَمِعَ إِخْوَانُنَا أَهْلُ الْأَمْوَالِ بِمَا فَعَلْنَا. Look at the words they said. They said, our brothers, the rich, those who have wealth, they have heard this dhikr that we are doing. فَفَعَلُوا مِثْلَهُ. They also have begun doing the same. You know, they are also going to be same with us, same like us in reward. How are we going to beat them? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Rasulullah then said, well, that is a bounty of Allah Ta'ala which he gives to whomsoever he wishes. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهُ وَهَذَا لَفْضُ رِوَايَةِ مُسْلِمْ. Here, ulama have explained that fadlullah, the virtue, the grace, the favor of Allah, here refers to either wealth. See, Allah gives somebody some wealth, it's a bounty. So, that is from the favor of Allah Ta'ala, that the person is using it now in the correct way, in gaining the rank, the high ranks in the hereafter. And the other one, some ulama say, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ, the ability to practice and read dhikr, whether you poor or rich, If Allah gives you the chance, well then that is Allah Ta'ala's right, and Allah gives you tawfiq. What do we learn from this hadith? Simple for you and I. Whether we rich or poor, Allah Ta'ala grant us barakah in whatever Allah has given us. But let us make this a habit that after salah, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar after every salah. And there's another incident of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, we have explained this before, but with some other time will come again, wherein Rasulullah SAW exhorted them to read the same thing at night when they retire to bed. So in total, you have read this 6 times for the whole day. 5 times after every salah, and once just before you go to sleep. Inshallah, we will see the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming upon all of us. And look at the reward. It will be far, we will catch those who are ahead of us in reward. And we will be far ahead of those behind us. And nobody will be afdal. The word afdal. Nobody will be better than us. Except the person who does exactly the same. So Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi.